ready to start our meeting. If everybody would take their seats. Good morning, everybody. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, and this is Friday, May 11th. We're in San Luis Obispo, and we have our EO back next to us. I hardly recognized him when I saw him last night, and I did bring a rubber band for his hair.
I need it.
He needs it. Anyway, it's good to have you back, Roger.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, if you want to share anything publicly about your trip, you can do that.
First of all, I want to say thanks again to the board for the support and letting me take the sabbatical and consequently allowing my wife to take a sabbatical with me as well. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I have about 600 slides I'm going to show.
Did we pay for your wife to go on this trip?
Absolutely.
We did, okay.
I can't thank the board enough for their support in allowing me to do that. And I want to thank the staff who held down the fort. It seems to me everything operated just fine without me, which is not necessarily a great sign for me, I guess. And in particular, I want to thank Carol and Lori and Harvey and Michael, because I think they probably ended up with the bulk of the extra work. And so thanks to you folks for that. Oh, there's Michael in the back. So I suppose that's part of the introductions here. Maybe I should say more formally that Lori Okun is our counsel from the State Board, and Gary Wolf is our liaison from the State Board. Where's Gary? Oh,
I'm
hiding. And we'll be hearing from Gary in just a minute. Let's see. We have testimony cards, I hope. Chris Adair in the back of the room has testimony cards. So if you're interested in, if you're here for a particular item, and I assume that's why you're here, if you could make sure you fill out one of those cards and pass them in to staff, and we'll make sure that the chair calls your name for that item. We have supplemental sheets. Those are materials that were available only after the agenda itself was prepared. And I'll mention what items we have supplemental sheets for in case you haven't received those already. And those are item 14, which is the Scotts Valley Dry Cleaners site. And the executive officer's report, item 27, two different supplemental sheets. One is on supplemental environmental projects, and the other one is a letter from the Ocean Protection Council regarding Morro Bay Cayucas. And did I forget?
I have copies of that letter if you need to come up and get a copy.
Does that cover all the supplemental sheets?
Yes.
Okay. Another bit of logistics. I learned a few minutes ago that apparently our water is off in the building, so we're working on that to try to figure out how we can get the water back on. So we are a water quality control board, but not a water quantity control board. So hopefully we'll get the facilities operating so we don't have too big of a problem with that.
Did somebody pay the bill?
I think that's the problem. We'll have to check into that. And one other introduction. Let's see, Mary Adams, could you come forward? Is Mary here? This is Mary Adams, who has been our primary CCAMP. That's the Central Coast Ambient Monitoring Program field coordinator since its inception. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What can we do for you this morning?
I don't know. I was shocked to hear my name. I was like, what did you guys do?
No, actually, we have a little recognition for Mary. As I said, she's been with the CCAMP program since 1999, the second year that we sampled. And she is known as the go-to person for all questions related to field and lab method sampling protocols, quality assurance, data management, and takes care of the data itself, which is a big job, let alone the field work. She knows the region perhaps better than anybody, at least in terms of where our sampling stations are. She's been an ardent voice for water quality protection, working with across our region with the enforcement group, the stormwater group, the ag group, and any other permitting group, any others where CCAMP data has come in handy and has been very useful. I think, for example, with the our regulation of agriculture, there's no way that we would have been as successful with that if we did not have the data to back up what we were doing with agriculture. She's got under her wing right now the 303D listing, which in English means that our impaired waters list update, and she's compiling the data for new listings. She's extremely knowledgeable on the quality assurance issues and is our program watchdog to make sure that our CCAMP program is top-notch and is compliant with our statewide monitoring program, and is really a key person in the success of our program and our program being recognized as the premier monitoring program in the state. She's not only productive and cheery, but she's just a great person to have in the office, and she greatly adds to the enthusiasm and the attitude that we have in the office. So, for that reason, I've got a couple things for you, Mary. I'll come over. So we have for you, Mary, this Certificate of Appreciation, the Sustained Superior Accomplishment Award presented to you for outstanding job performance over and above normal job expectations over a period of not less than 2 years. That's one of the criteria, you know.
That's good. It's okay.
Your exemplary work and dedication is greatly appreciated. We thank you, and may you continue to be a model and example for all. And there's a little direct deposit slip here with a token cash award for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. I do have to say one thing, because this is definitely for our team. Because we are a team. The magic and the vision are in the back of the room. I'm just the worker bee, but thank you very much.
Congratulations. Okay, before we do roll call, I did want to say a few words, and that is that I really appreciated Michael Thomas's stepping into your shoes while you were gone. He just did a great job. You know, the first board meeting that he sat here next to me, I think, you know, when I turned to him and expected, you know, the immediate Roger kick in and, you know, doing what needed to be done, and he seemed like, you know, the deer caught, you know, with the headlight, the lights blaring in its eyes, which a little taken back, but, you know, Michael, you did a great job.
Sure did.
And it gave me a lot of comfort that things were going to work really well. And then also to everyone on the staff who, you know, if there were fires going on, at least I didn't know about it. But things, you know, really went very well, went, you know, very smoothly. And I appreciate that, you know, from the chair's perspective. And hopefully, Michael, we are finished with the big item that you've had to really step in and help us with for now. But who knows? But, you know, if it continues, then, you know, we've got a great team working together for the board to get things done. So,
roll call.
You know, I looked at him last. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Your ship is in the harbor. This is my ship.
Okay.
When I looked at him last night, you know, down the table with the hair, I thought, my God, he's gotten younger. And, you know, I felt my hair, I've gotten grayer. Well, he's been on sabbatical, so I think I'm going to go on sabbatical now for 7 months.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, yeah, let's move on. Let's do roll call, Carol.
Who's here?
Who's here?
Thank you. Monica Hunter.
Here.
David Hodgen.
Here.
Daniel Press.
Present.
Russell Jeffries.
Present.
Jeff Young.
Here.
Gary Shellcross.
Here.
John Hayashi.
Present.
And Les Bowker.
Here.
Okay.
Same role today.